page 82. Exercise C. Listen for details. Listen to an interview, then complete each statement based on the interview.
I'm Timothy Allen, for It's All in Your Mind. Are you so terrified of getting on a plane that you avoid traveling? Does seeing a spider in the sink make your blood run cold? When you go to the doctor for a shot, does the sight of the needle make you want to run the other way? If these situations, or the sight of blood, standing at the top of a mountain, going to the dentist, or being in enclosed spaces fill you with fear, even dread, then you may have a phobia. Today, we're interviewing Dr. Karen Nordlinger of the Cape Town Psychological Association in Cape Town, South Africa. Dr. Nordlinger is a noted specialist in the treatment of phobias. Dr. Nordlinger, welcome.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for inviting me.
Dr. Nordlinger, why do movies and TV programs often make fun of people with phobias? And why are there so many jokes about them?
I think that's because phobias are often laughed off. People see them as totally irrational, essentially without reason. And people who don't suffer from extreme irrational fears find them difficult to understand. If someone they know develops a phobia, their response is, "It's all in your mind," suggesting that the phobia isn't real. But to the person with the phobia, the fear is real, even if they understand that it's irrational. To them, it's no joke.
How many people suffer from phobias?
It's estimated that approximately 10% of the population worldwide has some kind of phobia or overwhelming anxiety, and their fears aren't something they can just put out of their mind. People with phobias, or phobics, don't have much control over their phobias. They cause them both physical and mental symptoms.
It's interesting that they cause physical symptoms as well as mental ones. Can you elaborate?
Sure. We all have a built-in defense system to protect ourselves from physical danger. When we are faced with danger, our heartbeat gets faster, our throat goes dry, our sweating increases. These unpleasant physical symptoms are referred to as the fight or flight response and prepare us either to protect ourselves or to run away to avoid harm. However, a person with a phobia of something that doesn't present a real danger reacts in the same way, as if the danger were real. In fact, that's the distinction between a run-of-the-mill fear and a true phobia. Phobics will go to great lengths to avoid being confronted with what they fear and the unpleasant fear responses they cause. Their efforts to avoid situations that scare them can lead to difficulties at work and in everyday life. I mean, imagine you have a phobia of being on a high floor in a tall building, and one day you have to attend a meeting on the top floor. Your extreme fear response will be embarrassing and may be harmful to you in your work. People will think you're out of your mind, and they might laugh about it behind your back.
What are some of the most common phobias?
The list of recognized phobias is enormous. Two of the most common ones, though, are arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia, that's fear of spiders, right?
Right. And claustrophobia, the fear of being in an enclosed space, such as a subway car or even an elevator, for example.
Well, it would be pretty hard to avoid elevators, wouldn't it? That could be really limiting.
Keep in mind that people can develop fears of almost anything. For some, just being in social situations such as meetings and parties fills them with dread. They plan to go to a social event, and then suddenly at the last minute, they change their mind and call and make up an excuse such as an illness or some other problem. Think of it. It's embarrassing to be afraid of something that no one recognizes as a real danger.
So, Dr. Nordlinger, tell us, can people with phobias be helped?
Definitely. As with other problems that can be treated, the first step is to make up your mind that you want to be free of your phobia. When you're totally sick and tired of your anxiety taking over your life and are willing to do something about it, there are a number of effective treatments. The most popular one is cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT.
What does that therapy consist of?
So, in CBT, the patient is exposed repeatedly to whatever causes the fear. In fact, this therapy is sometimes called exposure therapy for that reason. But some patients can't tolerate exposure therapy. For those patients, another treatment called counterconditioning often works.
How is counterconditioning different from exposure therapy?
In counterconditioning, patients are trained to substitute a physical relaxation response for the unpleasant fight or flight symptoms. It can be very effective.
So, what thought would you leave us with today?
I think I'd say to people with phobias, you're not alone. Lots of people have phobias, and if you make up your mind to overcome them, good treatment options exist, and the success rate is excellent.
Thank you, Dr. Nordlinger, for an interesting and informative interview.